We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Genuity SmartStax corn hybrids. Lernard Seed Service provides information and services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. Lernard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Time now for our opening commodity market report. Here to do that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. On this Monday morning in Kansas City, May wheat opened at 4.93, down 1 3/4 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 4.83, down 2 1/4 on the open. May corn opened at 3.62 3/4, down 1 1/2 on the open. July, 3.74, down 1 1/2. September, 3.82 1/4, down 2. December, 3.92, down 1 3/4 on the open. May beans open at 9.24, down 1 1/2 on the open. July, 9.30, down 3 1/2. November, 9.10, down 4. January of 2011, 9.19, down 4 1/2 on the open. May soybean meal open at 2.52.50, up 1.20 on the open. July, 2.53.30, up 1.90. May soybean oil open at 39.25, down 30 on the open. July, 39.62, down 37. April live cattle open at 95.22 1/2, up 12 1/2 on the open. March feeder cattle 102.95, down 5. April lean hogs 72.75, up 10. And May pork bellies 92.10, up 5 on the open. We would like to thank these sponsors who helped support the recent WILL 20th Annual All-Day Ag Outlook Meeting and all of our agricultural programs on air and online. Strategic Farm Marketing, Stuart Peterson Group, ADM, Risk Management Commodities, and Pioneer. Thank you very much. And for those of you who were unable to go to the All-Day Ag Outlook Meeting last week, or were there and would like to review what you heard, we now have all the audio up on our website. It's at willag.org. That's willag.org. The link to the audio is in the right navigation window. Joining us now to look at the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Morning, Dave.
Sort of a subdued opening today for the most part.
Yeah, your basic classic lower open and generated some buying interest on the lower open. Now we're slightly higher on the day in the corn and the beans. See how the day goes here, but fairly good support just underneath the market. But yet, too, it's going to be awful hard to get a substantial up move here with crude oil lower on the day here, and a little concern on the outside factors. But as we move along and through here, it's probably going to be a two-sided trade here until we get a better handle on the spring weather forecast and the acreage mix here as we get towards the end of the month.
When will the trade begin to really, if they do at all, factor in the wetness that we've had all winter and the wetness we've had thus far this spring?
Well, that's probably what's keeping the market where it's at right here. If it's your particular farm, it's going to be a concern, but right now I can't find a producer that would plant corn today right here in the upper Midwest, so we still got, if conditions were right, we still got plenty of time yet to get the crop in. There has been planting activity in the south as far as north as the Boot Hill, so we'll continue to monitor that. When you look at the big picture from a year ago, we had record lateness getting in, record Layton's getting the crop out, and we had record yields in quite a few of the area. So I don't know if the trade's really going to get concerned about too wet weather or too cold weather here over the next 3 to 4 weeks.
So that being the case, are you looking for sort of a sideways trade with, what, maybe a slightly upward bias for corn, maybe more sideways for beans? What, heading into the acreage report the next couple of weeks?
We feel we're stuck in a trading range. You look at the December corn futures, we feel their support 390 and resistance just back above $4. The November soybean futures contract, we've got a fairly stiff resistance in this 925, 930 area, support down to $9. You know, a breakout of that trading range, as a trader, you got to go with that breakout accordingly. As a producer, up days, strength in here probably needs to be sold, because if we go ahead and see weather turn favorable and we see the acreage increase materialize here at the end of the month, there's probably 50 cents down in corn and $1, $1.50 down in beans from these levels here. That is the risk to the downside.
And you believe the risk to the downside far exceeds the possibilities of a rally to the upside?
As a producer, yes. From a longer-term point of view, yes. As a short-term trader, you know, that's going to vary day-to-day or minute-to-minute according to what the world news is. But as a producer right now, there is tremendous risk that if we do nothing here at these levels, we could end up selling, pricing the crop at lower levels.
And if we were to raise an average-sized crop, we could extend this price weakness out for, well, maybe 18 months.
Well, if you go back in history and look at the cycle counts and projections, a lot of guys were looking at some lows here in 2010. So I'd say less than 18 months. I'd say we'll probably have the lows in for the year prior to harvest, and that will be a multi-year low. That does not mean we're going to go straight up to the 2008 highs, and does not mean not to market cash corn or beans, but it does suggest hopefully we'll have most of the bearishness priced in sometime between now and next fall.
Is this the Elliott Wave group that's got this priced this way? Or?
Well, I faxed you a chart on that about 3 years ago.
I think that's right, and that's why I brought it up, because I seem to remember this year at the lows.
Yeah, a lot of projected, you know, once the rally started going into 2008, you know, we'd top and see a major high, then we'd move lower over the next 2 years and have some lows in by 2010, then we'd see 2011 and 2012 a little higher. Then if you were going to get doom and gloom, I think that was more in 2016, I believe.
What other features are you going to keep your eye on over the next 30 days other than what we've talked about?
Well, probably the money to be made as a trader would be to sell the up days and buy the down days, you know, to put it simply. You can sell call option premium on up days and sell put option premium on down moves, you know, over the short term and collect some time value and capture some of that volatility once the report is out at the end of the month. Otherwise, as a grain producer, I think we've got to use strength in here to put some risk management tools to work in here to manage our risk.
I know on the livestock side, if people were listening to your recommendations, they probably made quite a bit of money already. Is there more money yet to be made to the upside?
On the cattle complex, we'll probably consolidate here a little bit, but there's another $5 to the upside in the beef sector. Actually, for those who've been long the cattle, we've been selling some hog futures against those positions, feeling that hogs are overvalued and the beef side of the equation is still relatively undervalued.
Are you spreading that in nearby months then?
Well, it varies. The summer months mainly on the June leans, if you take the 81-cent lean price, multiply it times 0.74 to calculate to a live weight price, you're talking 60-cent cash hogs in June, and we feel that's relatively rich. So most of the spread activity is being placed in the June sector, yes.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
That's Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois.
Support comes from the Westchester Group, specializing in land auctions for farmland, timberland, and recreational land. More information on upcoming auctions is available online at westchester-auctions.com.
Let's take a look at Scott Oltoff's extended two-state highlights. He says mostly dry weather this week across the Midwest with temperatures from average to above average. Colder air will return with snow and rain chances for the weekend, and then colder than average temperatures will set up across the plains and Midwest next week. River flooding will be the biggest concern across the upper Midwest this week and next week. Taking a look at the current tick, Mayweed in Kansas City at 495 and a quarter, up a half. Mayweed to the Board of Trade at 486 and a half, up one and a quarter. May corn, 365, up three quarters. December, 393 and a half, down a quarter. May beans, 928 and a half, up three. November, 913 and a half, down a half. May soybean meal, 254.50, up 320. May soybean oil at 39.24 is down 31. April live cattle, 95.40, up 40, now up 30. March feeders, 102.70, down 30. April lean hogs, 72, down 65. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.